Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. And this week, the Bengals look for their first road win as they head to Orchard Park, New York, to take on the Buffalo Bills. Butch, the last five times the Bengals have faced a Super Bowl winning quarterback, they've won. Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger twice, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. I'm not counting Joe Flacco because he hadn't won in the regular season finale last year. Plus, he didn't play much in that game. But in any case, they are not facing a Super Bowl winning quarterback this week. The Bills have elevated Thad Lewis from their practice squad. He's played in one NFL game and has basically been on practice squads the last 3 years.
You know, this team has done a nice job the last calendar year and taken down the big guys. But they've also lost to Ryan Tannehill in his fifth NFL start, Brandon Weeden in his sixth NFL start, and how could we forget just 2 weeks ago, Brian Hoyer in his third NFL start. So it's something the guys have talked about. You know, what are the reasons? Not enough tape, don't know much about the guy, not tendencies, new coaching staff. I think they basically threw up their hands and said, you know, as Adam Jones has been talking about, we're just going to worry about ourselves. The message from Mike Zimmer and Marvin Lewis is just take care of yourself, don't get wrapped up in what's going on the other side of the ball. And I think they feel like they want to take the momentum from New England and do what they did against Brady and take care of themselves. And it doesn't matter if it's Thad Lewis, Chad Lewis, or Marvin Lewis, just play.
And regardless of who the quarterback is for the Buffalo Bills, they're going to look to run the ball. Their new head coach is a former NFL offensive lineman in Doug Marrone. They've attempted 178 running plays. That's number one in the NFL.
Yeah, it's an AFC North game. I mean, I know we say that every time there's a team like this coming in, but this is really true, and it's kind of funny because it comes on the heels of a game that the Bengals were so happy that they made an AFC North game, that the game against the Patriots where they kept the ball for more than 34 minutes, ran the ball 38 times. I think they feel like they found their identity. We'll know how much they really believe in it because that's what they're going to have to do up in that's what they're going to have to do up in Buffalo. We know they're going to take care of Thad Lewis, that they don't want him to throw much. So it's going to be plenty of Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller, who's a little bit of a kind of like the Benny and the Jet backfield. You know, Fred's a masher. He can do a little bit more than that, but he's a hard, tough guy. And Spiller's terrific on the perimeter. So I think it's kind of a little bit more of the same. I think the Bills are a fifth AFC North team.
And their defensive coordinator now is Mike Pettine. He comes from the Rex Ryan tree of coaching, and he'll throw everything under the sun at the Bengals' offense on defense. The Bills, number one in the NFL in interceptions, tied for third in sacks.
You know, if you go back and you look at what the Bengals' success against the Ravens has been when they against those type of defenses, they run the ball. They've taken advantage of all those blitzes and guys being in the box, and. It's time for the passing game really to step up. I think, and that's the way, they can set up things. They can have the mentality of Ben Jarvis and Gio running the ball, the offensive line getting out in front. But they're going to have to finish off teams through the air, and they won't be able to go up to Buffalo and do what they did in New England. They're not going to be able to get in the mash pit up there. They're going to have to make some big plays against the suspect secondary. So it's one of these deals where the passing game is going to have to, after 2 weeks of being almost non-existent, is going to have to play.
The Bills have won 10 of the last 11 meetings between the two teams, but the last time they met 2 years ago, Andy Dalton directed a fourth quarter comeback as the Bengals came out on top, the first of five fourth quarter comebacks that Andy has had so far in the NFL. For Jeff Hobson and our webmaster Andy Ware, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.